Born for This. How to Find the Work You Were Meant to Do. Author: Chris Guillebeau. Choose the winning ticket to your career lottery. When I asked hundreds of people who found the work they were born to do, what paths they took to become whatever their current position is, one theme ran through all their responses. The search took time and effort, and the path had lots of twists and turns, but they all kept working toward it. They believed in the goal, and when they encountered obstacles, they found ways around them. In short, we want to be lucky, at least as much as we can control our own luck, but we also want to make the right decisions along the way. The simple formula for the work you were born to do: joy, money, flow. Despite our differences, most of us want a balanced life full of work that brings happiness and prosperity. As much as possible, we want to do something we enjoy. We want to put our skills to good use. And ideally, we don't want to face a false choice between love or money. We'd like to do what we love and be well compensated for it. To find the work you were born to do, you need the right combination of joy, money, and flow. Joy: what you like to do. The phrase, "do what you love," may be a tired phrase, but there's hardly a better aspiration for a set of activities that take up to 40 hours a week or more from the rest of our lives. It's hard to be truly happy if you don't fundamentally enjoy how you spend most of your time. This doesn't mean that every moment has to be amazing. Even a career lottery winner may have to make photocopies and file expense reports. Money: what supports and sustains you? In the search for your dream job or career, money is hardly a secondary concern. You have to make a living. If you have a family, you need to provide for them. In the career lottery, the ideal scenario we're looking for: the work you do provides all the money you need to live comfortably. In other words, money isn't everything. But it's hard to love life when you're constantly stressed about paying the bills on time. Flow: what you're really good at. Have you ever lost track of time when immersed in a project you love? Have you ever taken on a role that was paid, but you liked it so much that you would have gladly done it for free? We'll call this condition flow, which is the art of maximizing skill and getting lost in something you're really good at. This condition, like joy and money, is essential to the work you were meant to do. It's not just what you do, it's how you do it. To find the work you were born to do, you need a strong match with both right content and the best working conditions. If only one side of the equation is met, you'll always be missing something important. There are a few factors to consider as part of your ideal working conditions. 1. Flexibility of schedule. 2. Reporting and accountability. Almost everyone's work is evaluated in some fashion. If you have a boss you report to, at least part of your job involves making him or her happy. If you have no boss, most likely you have customers, clients, or someone to whom you are ultimately accountable. 3. Social environment. 4. Sense of contribution. 5. Collaboration. Do you work on your own, with others, or sometimes one and sometimes the other? This is different from your social environment, because you can be located in an office but still work mostly on your own. Deliverables or metrics. This refers to what you produce over time, or how you measure your work. 7. Security. 8. Intangible benefits. How to be a better risk assessor. Just keep two principles in mind when considering any big decision. Identify the hazards and don't make decisions based on the fear of missing out. You've been imprisoned. What do you do? Breaking out of prison. Whether a real one or a career equivalent surrounded by cubicle walls will force you to think differently and use a varied set of skills and tools. Most universities do not award degrees in escapology, and even if your prison is a corporate one, no one will hand you a key to freedom. Just as in prison, you'll need to make one yourself. The art of skill transformation. In working with thousands of people who've successfully broken out of prison, I've noticed that they are best positioned for success when they focus not just on improving the right skills. They also tend to be acutely aware of two important facts. One is that everyone is an expert at something. The second is that if you're good at one thing, you're probably good at something else. Finding freedom requires you to abandon the lines of reasoning that got you thus far. That's where mastering the right kind of skills come in. Improve the right kind of skills. 1. Improve your writing and speaking ability. 2. Learn to negotiate. 3. Improve your ability to follow through and follow up. 4. Become comfortable with useful technology. Side hustle: make more money. The goal of this is to equip you with a mean of financial support outside of conventional employment. Whether you want to be a full-time business owner or not, Everyone should have some income that, independently, arrives in their bank account, preferably on a recurring basis. We'll call this a side hustle, meaning that it's something you typically work on in addition to your full-time work or studies. There are four broad types of hustle to choose from. 1. Sell something. 2. Provide a consulting service. 3. Become a middleman. If you don't want to start a service and don't have something to sell of your own, you can sell something on behalf of someone else and earn money for it. 4. Join the sharing economy as a provider. Trends and specific services may come and go, but the sharing economy platforms and services that allow ordinary people to rent out things they own when not in use is here to stay. You are self-employed, one way or another. In today's gig economy, qualified, hardworking employees are no longer guaranteed lifetime work and pay by any employer. This means that even if you're earning a steady paycheck, you are essentially self-employed in terms of being responsible for your own career. Therefore, you should continually build your skills and look out for yourself. This is important for two big reasons. First, to safeguard your current position, and second, as a means of advancement. Work shift your way through life. Work shifting is different from multitasking. It's where you navigate multiple projects and interests by focusing fully on something for a while, and then deliberately shifting to focus fully on something else. You can do this according to a time and calendar method, a project-based method, or simply an intuitive as-you-go method, instinctive work shifting. If you've been able to create a flexible work environment, you may prefer to plan your activities more instinctively. When considering what to do next, ask yourself, how does this feel? And what would I like to do next? The multipot of life, different work models for those who refuse to choose. As defined by Emily Wapnick, a multipod, short for multipotentialite, is someone who is just dissatisfied with a single career. Emily's basic principle is that a multipod requires variety. It's not just a nice thing to have. If you're a multipod, you'll be greatly frustrated if you're forced into doing only one thing. The model of multipotentialism isn't just do everything you love, because that can also be frustrating. If you're constantly chasing a bunch of different projects, you may never make real progress in any of them. That's why Emily suggests finding a working model for multipod life. Model 1. One role to rule them all. Some people are able to pursue multiple interests while still organizing them under a single theme, where tasks and roles may differ, but they all tap the same skills and interests. Model 2. Two or more jobs, with a clear division. Model 3. A job supports your real interests. Some people have interests that may not be immediately conducive to making money. In these cases, they may find that it's better to earn their living elsewhere, while reserving enough time and energy to pursue what they really love. Model 4. To everything, there is a season. This model is for people who are good at going all in with something, but not forever. Contrary to popular belief, if you want to win, you shouldn't always just keep going. You should regroup and try something totally different. Winners never quit, and quitters never win, is a lie. To win, sometimes you need to find a new game to play.